oven's on.
Oven is preheating 230 degrees Celsius, Inc. What I've done is I've lowered the tray a little bit more because I felt the top was a little bit browned last time. So I'm going to drop them down a little bit lower in the oven. Getting a cream out. I'm getting a pumpkin out, which I mashed last night. Got a can of Schweppes lemonade.
Okay, so this is the debate we're having, is you've got a can of lemonade, Schweppes, yep. or you've got a can of Sprite.
Yep.
And we've actually just seen in a photo, Pumpkin Scone Queen, who has been the winner, Rachel White, who's won this Pumpkin Scone can show competition, the championships, three times. So we saw that she had got the Schweppes in the background. I don't know if it's a decoy, because also in the background were carrots yeah. and...
onion.
And there was also mustard, some seeded mustard. So I reckon we go the Schweppes.
Okay.
Salt, self-raising flour, pumpkin, and we're good to go.
Just trying to think, am I missing something?
Butter.
No, we don't use butter. I don't use butter in this recipe. No, a lot of people do, and they rub it into the flour, which can take ages, so we're not doing that. I need the whisk.
Are you feeling stressed?
I'm always stressed in the kitchen, Inky. I cannot be in the kitchen. I can make toast in the kitchen, and it stresses me. What? Am I panting? You know... it's a little bit tough mixing this together.
So you've just added all your ingredients in. We are at the stage where you're mixing the wet ingredients with the dry ingredients. We're not going to give out your ingredients because if you win this, then you don't want anyone to know your secrets.
That's true, because I want to, like Rachel, win four in a row. I want four sashes. So this is sticky stuff now.
Is it supposed to be this sticky?
It was last time, but then I put a bit of flour on the bench and I whack it in that and the outside of it isn't sticky so that I can cut some scone shapes out of it.
I think you're putting too much flour on stuff. I could be wrong.
Okay. You're probably right. Maybe I need to knead this more.
It's not a therapeutic moment being in the kitchen with you.
No, it's not relaxing at all. It's high-pressure situation. It's tense.
More flour?
Oh, shit. As you know... yeah. As you can see, I'm starting to sweat a lot.
Just got them out of the oven.
Yeah, so just pulled them out of the oven and just now picking out of our... what have we got there? Nine or so. Six of the best. So there's some that don't look good.
They're definitely a more organic shape than what your ones were, but I feel like these have risen a little bit more.
Yeah, I think they have gone a bit higher.
Yeah.
They've, you can...
tap the bottom, you said to me one of the secrets
was... if you tap the bottom, if it sounds hollow...
ooh.
They're supposed to be ready and that sounded hollow. It's going to be hard to find six good-looking ones, isn't it? And I'll have to get that flour off. Should we let them cool down a bit?
Yeah, probably stop fingering them. So you're just as impatient as I am. I don't know how many times you open that oven door.
Which would you pick as your big...
you're not listening.
No, what did you say? Let's dust the flour off, we'll plate up and head into the show.